ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help businesses of all sizes think beyond today so they can find more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, April 25th. I'm Dion Rabowan from The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Some Americans over 60 are saying no to retirement, and not just for right now. They say they want to keep on working until they literally can't work anymore.
I think while our idea of retirement continues to evolve, our idea of the work life also changes, especially after the pandemic when you have technology allowing folks to work well past their original plans because their setting is now flexible. I feel as though people are now feathering these two phases in their life together in a potentially much more fulfilling way, one that is very financially sustaining as well as in terms of their energy and their sense of purpose.
We'll talk to Demetria Gallegos from the Wall Street Journal Journal Reports after the break.
Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. February 1st through March 15th, 2023, everything they need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Having made it through the lockdowns and health scares of the past few years, a number of older Americans are saying no to retirement. And not just for right now. Some say they want to keep on working until they literally can't work anymore. I'm Dion Rabowan, and joining me is Demetria Gallegos from WSJ Journal Reports. So, Demetria, no days off has become a popular slogan for hustlers trying to make it in competitive industries like entertainment, tech, and business. But you talk to some folks who are really taking that adage to a new level. Tell me about the Never Retire movement, or hashtag Never Retire.
Dion, we reached out to WSJ readers with the question about whether they have chosen to work past retirement age, and if so, why? What inspires them, and what kind of choices were they looking at? And we got an overwhelming response. We had several hundred people respond to us with an intention never to retire for a wide variety of reasons, but most of those reasons are that they enjoy what they're doing, they're having the time of their life, they see retirement as a long abyss unless they have a purpose and intent. And in many cases, these people have achieved mastery in their careers. They've achieved salary levels that they never dreamed of, and they're wondering why in the world would they walk away from that.
Hmm. And you spoke with more than a dozen people for this story who are approaching retirement age, or what we typically think of as the retirement age. What stuck out most about the collection of conversations that you had?
I think what stuck out most was how smart these people are at adapting their work lives to a different chapter in their own personal lives and energy levels. For example, there's the woman in Texas who walked away from a partnership at a law firm to start her own enterprise and to take on just the client she's interested in helping and finds it much more rewarding and fulfilling and also has a great degree of flexibility and the ability to work remotely as they all do now. As many of these seniors responded, that was a big advantage. The wear and tear factor for a commuting life is no longer as big an obstacle for them.
And you did a lot of these interviews. Did you believe all of them? Did they all seem like they were really going to put off retirement as long as possible? Or were there a couple people you talked to who were like, nah, this person's going to be out on a lake in 2 years tops?
Well, most of the people we spoke to were 60 and older, and they are already in that phase. They are fulfilling that promise to keep working. Many of them were inspired by examples around them, their parents, their mentors, their professors who kept working and showed a lot of benefits, especially cognitive and physical benefits for staying in the workplace. In other cases, they were dissuaded from retirement by examples around them from their own families or friends, people who stepped away from the workplace and then just could not necessarily find something new to latch onto and did not necessarily thrive in their retirement years. So in one of the cases I spoke to, a woman who had stepped out of her career earlier in order to raise kids and then later to serve as a caregiver for a family member has just now returned at almost age 60, and she's raring to go. She wants to make up for lost time. She doesn't see an end to this current trajectory she's on, but she did just buy a lake cabin and is planning to continue her career from that setting.
Yet many of the people you interviewed said they don't want to stop working, like you said, because they enjoy what they do. They're invigorated. But for some, the plan not to retire seems based more in fear or expectations for negative outcomes. Can you tell me a little about that?
Yes, we did include people who feel that the stock market is too volatile, for example, for them to feel comfortable financially without an income. A couple people felt they wouldn't have the same health care choices as retirees that they would as long as they stayed in the workforce. In other cases, they simply could not fathom, with our expanded lifespans these days, what they would do with their time over the course of decades.
And we had seen a decline overall in the number of people over 55 who are staying in the workforce, but this trend kind of flies in the face of that. Were there people who they talked to some folks who said, no, you should be retiring, and they were like, absolutely not, not for me? Or did most of the people in their lives seem to be supportive of this decision?
I was touched to hear an example of a doctor in Colorado who continues to work because he is a widower and he does not have a wife with whom he wants to spend those retirement years at this point. There's certainly so many personal factors. I do think that a couple are trying to set examples for their children. One person mentioned that their father-in-law at 90 is still working, and so he doesn't feel like he can step away yet just to save face.
Based on your reporting, does it seem like the idea of what retirement is changing?
I think while our idea of retirement continues to evolve, our idea of the work life also changes, especially after the pandemic when you have technology allowing folks to work well past their original plans because their setting is now flexible. I feel as though people are now feathering these two phases in their life together in a potentially much more fulfilling way, one that is very financially sustaining as well as in terms of their energy and their sense of purpose.
And what does this say about what retirement looks like?
I think one of the strongest impressions I got from this group is that they imagine their retirement years will last for quite a while. They are expecting to live much longer than their parents and grandparents did. They want to make sure this is a productive time in their life and not just a time for sitting on the sofa watching TV.
And having talked to all these people who are near what we tend to think of as retirement age, but are saying very clearly that they don't plan to retire, what did it make you think about for your own plans for your golden years?
I think all of these folks reminded me that I should continue to pay attention to what it is that I enjoy about my work life and to try to figure out whether there's a way to adapt into that. For example, one person is an investigative attorney who specializes in finding missing people. He loves puzzles. He loves cryptograms. But he says he is paid to do this in real life now in a way that is incredibly fulfilling to him. We have others who have figured out that it's the intellectual exercise of learning itself that they love about their work lives, and they don't necessarily feel that they could accomplish all of that without a structured workplace program. My idea is that while I imagine I might be very successful at being retired in terms of generally being able to entertain myself, I want to keep learning and I want to be reminding myself that my brain is still capable of absorbing new information at any age.
All right, so you and me, hashtag never retire?
Hashtag never retire, Dion.
Love it. All right, that was Wall Street Journal editor Demetria Gallegos. Thank you very much for being with us. And that's Your Money Briefing. I'm Dion Raboan for the Wall Street Journal.
Discover the extraordinary ideas shaping our future at the Future of Everything Festival when the Wall Street Journal brings together leaders from business, science, sports, and culture, May 2nd through 4th at Spring Studios in New York City. Register today using code PODCAST to receive 20% off your ticket. Visit wsj.com/FOEF podcast to secure your spot.